So I ask, Olivia Isle, would you like to play another game?
You're
Oh,
not going to
yes.
believe this, but yes.
I didn't know. So luckily, you could go either way. So we
Yeah,
do have another
we're
one.
relieved. We're relieved to hear that the answer is
It
yes.
goes either way. Okay, so this is totally a different direction. This game is called Yaz in History.
Love
So positive. We need something
it.
positive. So we're going to play you the yeah part of a well-known song, and you are going to give us the name of the artist, the name of the song. You could also just say, yeah, that's worth a point.
Okay.
Okay,
That is
so
great to know.
Good luck, Olivia.
Thanks,
oh.
Anna.
I like the wave. Good luck. And by that, I mean bye-bye. Io, here's one for you.
Yeah, by Usher.
That is correct.
I'm annoyed that Io got the like
The
easy,
easy
obvious
was?
one.
Okay, Olivia, featuring Lil Jon and Ludacris. I mean, what do you want from me?
Wow.
Yeah,
Wow. Okay.
she's underlining it. Yeah.
Who knew that you could get 3 points in a 1 point game?
Good luck, Olivia. Good luck.
All right, Olivia, here is a clue for you.
Okay, that is Miley Cyrus' Party in the USA.
Absolutely correct.
We're more Wrecking Ball these days, I would say, than Party in the USA.
Yes,
I
true.
saw her on that tour, on the Bangers tour, and she like closed out the show with Party in the USA, and she like
Yeah.
got on a hot dog that like flew around the arena and
Oh
sang Party in the USA. And I frankly have never experienced more joy in my life,
That's
so.
amazing. That's amazing.
All right. Io, this one is for you.
In my head, I go, is this like K-pop or something? I don't know why.
Yeah,
It
that
is.
is,
It is K-pop. It is
yes,
K-pop.
well done. So then,
Oh wait, it's BTS. It's the song. It's the song
yes,
that's the most popular song.
yes,
It's just me. You know me who
that's
listens to music. Is it like Boy with Love?
yes,
yeah,
yes,
Let's go. I'm on YouTube.
yeah,
But
that's
I
yeah.
asked the one, okay, because once on Twitter I asked, should I get into BTS?
That sounds like a mistake.
They were very nice to me. And then this girl sent me a video of a BTS live compilation that was just, I think, this part of the song. And they kind of like dance and they go like, oh yeah, which you won't be
Oh,
able
yeah.
to see my dancing on the radio or
But it was
podcast form.
perfect.
But imagine
We'll
that
hear
I'm
it, though.
really good.
They can
Can't fake
dance.
that.
They can dance.
They can do everything. They went
Yeah,
in
they
front of the
can.
UN one time.
I know.
Good for
Super
them.
talented. Super
It's
talented.
like I've been down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
All right, this is the last clue, and it's for you, Olivia.
Wow.
Okay. I am mad at myself for not immediately knowing like what song this is. Io is like Macaulay Culkin Home Alone facing me right now.
She's so gassed.
I am so mad at me. I'm completely blanking on this like
What if
Jay-Z
I?
Beyoncé song.
That's right. What if I tell you that we cannot say the full name of this song on the radio?
Oh, ape bleep. Damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Ape shenanigans.
Ape shenanigans.
Ape shenanigans. That's correct.
Amazing. You guys are so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We had so much fun.
Iowa Debris and Olivia Craighead host the podcast Iconography, and Io is in the new season of Big Mouth on Netflix right now. Coming up, the unstoppable, unflappable Rosie Perez joins us to talk about voicing messages on the New York City subway and meeting George Foreman and Muhammad Ali. This interview is, dare I say, the greatest of all time? Yep, pretty sure. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.